A new name sits atop the girls' single season scoring list, and familiar names sit atop the team wrestling championships. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The winning streaks continued at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo over the weekend at the MHSAA Team Wrestling Finals. In Division 4, not only did Hudson win their fifth straight team title, but head coach Scott Mary became the state's all-time winningest coach in the process. The 1983 Hudson grad has led the Tigers to 983 wins now. They defeated Clinton in the finals this year. In Division 3, make it 9 in a row for Dundee. The Vikings beat Yale in the championship by a 60-6 score after posting 70-3 and 63-6 scores in the quarters and semis. In Division 2, Lowell is up to 13 in a row, their first under new head coach Kyle Slocum. Lowell beat Eden Rapids in the final 62-4. The record for most consecutive team titles is 15, set by the East Grand Rapids boys swim and dive team from 1948 to 1962. Lowell will be looking to tie that mark 2 years from now. And in Division 1, Detroit Catholic Central won for a fourth straight year. It's the Shamrocks' 12th Division 1 title under head coach Mitch Hancock, all coming in the last 17 years. For more on the team wrestling finals and for a preview of this weekend's individual finals, please check out all of our wrestling coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, St. Clair Shores Lakeshore bowler Devin Patrick rolled a 462 in the championship round to take home the Division II Boys Bowling Championship. Caledonia hockey player Gabe Supuk scored an overtime goal against Muskegon Mona Shores in a 4-3 Scots win, sending Caledonia to its first ever semifinal appearance. And to the Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian Boys basketball team, district champs for the first time in school history.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Did you know there's no such thing as over the back in basketball? If two players are going for a rebound and the player behind another player is able to grab it over the top of the player in front, that's not necessarily a foul. He or she did not go over the back. The player behind another player may have committed a foul such as bumping the player in front or pushing that player, gaining an advantage to grab the rebound, but that would be whistled for a push or grab, not over the back. A taller player or player who can jump higher grabbing a rebound is not a foul. It is only a foul if they create an advantage by pushing, bumping, or any other kind of illegal contact while in the process of going for a rebound. Fans yell over the back all the time, but an official will never call a foul for going over the back.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. The girls' basketball tournament starts this week with district play. When Mayo plays their first game in a Division IV district semifinal on Wednesday, they'll do so with the state's all-time single-season scoring leader on their side. Junior Mia McGregor scored 39 points in the season finale versus Alcona, giving her 955 total points this year, passing Central Lakes' Jasmine Hines atop the single-season scoring list. Hines scored 935 points in the 2009-2010 season. McGregor is averaging a whopping 43 points per game this year, which means she's well within range to become the first ever, boy or girl, to top 1,000 points in a season. And with her senior season still to play, there's little doubt she'll eventually take over the all-time career scoring mark as well. She's already up to sixth all-time and sits just a little under 500 points away from the top spot, or about half a season's worth of points at the rate she's filling it up. Central Lakes Hines is the current leader there as well. McGregor has scored at least 26 points in every game this year with a high of 61. She's gone over 50 seven times. To keep track of all the girls' district results this week, check out MHSAA.com and watch most of those games live on the NFHS Network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
It's time for high school basketball on the Blue Water Area's leader in local sports play-by-play. Get stuck on sports.com.
He drives it. The whistle.
He bangs it in at the buzzer!
Now, let's go to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
All right, welcome back to the Luxury Bath and Marlinson's broadcast booth here at North Branch. Regional semifinal number two, Yale Bulldogs taking on the Regina Satellites, and they spell it not like a satellite in space, but like a saddle that you would ride a horse on. It's Satellites. Anyways, Yale is 21-3 on the season. They won the district that they hosted at Yale last week, beating North Branch 38-19, and then they beat Imlay City 42-33 in a game that ended up being tougher than probably Yale was expecting, because they were only ahead by two with about 2 minutes to go in that game, and then they pulled away. Sadie Dykstra did Sadie Dykstra things. She scored 23 in their first win and 20 in the game on Friday night, so 43 points in two games at the district. She'll need to score tonight against a Regina team that is very good. They're 19-5 overall, but they play a really tough schedule, and their five losses are to three teams, two of whom are still playing basketball in regionals tonight, and the other lost in a district final, and that was Orchard Lake St. Mary's, Farmington Hills Mercy, and their other losses against a team that's still playing basketball too. I just can't off the top of my head remember. I'll put it this way. Yale lost to Anchor Bay this year, and Anchor Bay lost to Regina. It's a bad way to do math, but I would say Yale is the slight underdog in this one. However, I never count out a team that's got Sadie Dykstra, and this is the second year in a row the Lady Bulldogs have made it to a regional basketball game. Satellites, by the way, won their district. They beat Kingswood, which is the female opposite of Cranbrook. It's Cranbrook-Kingswood, 70-45, and they beat Notre Dame Prep in the district final, 63-52 on Friday night. So we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tap of our game coming up in just a few minutes here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe here with your daily reminder to get on Tropic Time. Take 10. Sip a refreshing smoothie and manifest that you're a cabana side. Slade hot yoga? Treat yourself. Crushed back-to-back meetings? Get that me time. Adulted a little extra today? You deserve a vacay. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And look who's back and causing a stir. Our refreshing Island Punch Mango Berry Cosmo and Watermelon Mojito Mocktail Smoothies are here for a limited time.
MPH Auto and Truck Repair is your full-service automotive and truck repair facility. And at 1424 Stanton Street in Port Huron, the crew at MPH Auto and Truck Repair is here to get your vehicle running on all cylinders. Whether it's just an oil change or a tire rotation, to repairs and more, MPH Auto and Truck Repair does it all. When you want to treat your vehicle right, take it to MPH Auto and Truck Repair.
Mama Vicky's Coney Island has been a staple of the Blue Water area for the past century. If you want breakfast or some delicious Coney dogs, Mama Vicky's Coney Island is the place to go. Mama Vicky's offers two convenient locations in downtown Port Huron and in Fort Gratiot. Mama Vicky's North is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 6 days a week. Their downtown location is open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Whether it's for a big game or you just want an affordable meal for the whole family, it's Mama Vicky's Coney Island since 1923.
Since 1924, St. Clair Landscape and Irrigation has been the leader in the landscape construction industry, handling custom stone walls, brick pavers, tree moving, grading, hydro seeding, sod installation, and more. For a free estimate, give Matt a call at 810-326-1622 or at 810-329-2751. Trust a leader, St. Clair Landscape and Irrigation.
Buying or selling a home? You need an experienced company standing ready to help you with all your real estate needs, who is committed to making you the client number one. O'Connor Realty hung out its real estate sign in the city of Marysville almost 40 years ago to help the good people of this community buy and sell their homes. O'Connor Realty provides access to free, no-obligation home valuation reports prepared by a licensed realtor with no hidden fees. Located at 2801 Gratiot Boulevard, Marysville, give O'Connor Realty a call at 810-364-8770. 700 for all your real estate needs. O'Connor Realty. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you.
Duraclean by Bachelor has been faithfully serving the Blue Water area for over 25 years. Whether you are commercial or residential, if you need carpet cleaning, stain removal, upholstered furniture, drapery, or air duct cleaning, call Duraclean by Bachelor at 810-982-7044 and talk to Mike about their aerated foam process that allows carpet and furniture to dry quickly. From pet stains to odor removal to water damage cleaning and restoration, there's only one call you need to make. Duraclean by Bachelor, 810-982-7044. Duraclean by Bachelor.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
Well, no other finals to report from our area because they're all the late games other than the Marysville game, which was played before this one, a 48-14 win for Goodrich. So they'll play the winner here between Regina and Yale, and we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tap coming up next here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Fraser Building Company consists of highly qualified tradesmen who handle new home construction, home remodeling, and renovation. They specialize in roofing, siding, windows, doors, and gutters, taking care of all your exterior needs. Give them a call at 810-364-2766 or stop by. They're located on Gratiot near the Marysville exit of I-94, across from Venus Body Shop.
Fraser Building.
Attention athletes of all ages, whether you're hitting the field, the court, or the gym, Thumb Coast Chiropractic in Port Huron is your partner in peak performance. From injury prevention to faster recovery, chiropractic care helps you stay in the game. The doctors at Thumb Coast Chiropractic specialize in keeping your body in top shape, enhancing flexibility, strength, and overall athletic performance. No matter your sport, Thumb Coast Chiropractic has the tools to help you excel. Call 810-989-7429 today. Thumb Coast Chiropractic, because every athlete deserves to be at their best.
Let's face it, shopping for insurance can be time-consuming. That's why when it comes to your auto and home insurance needs, make things simple and trust the Allstate experts. They will help you get the coverage that fits your needs while helping you bundle your auto and home. Bundling saves you money, sure, but it also saves you time, so you can enjoy the things that matter most even more. Contact Port Huron Allstate agent Rusty Fournier today for a free personalized insurance proposal. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to term, conditions and availability, savings vary. Allstate Fire Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dine out with the feel of being at home when you visit the Melvin Tavern. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 8 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Melvin Tavern offers daily specials, Taco Tuesday, Polish Wednesday, Italian Thursday, Prime Rib Friday, Barbecue Rib Saturday, and Homestyle Sunday. Come try Chef Susie's world-famous soups and sauces, too. We are all friends down at the Melvin Tavern.
For over 125 years, Ameriprise Financial has provided advice for clients' unique goals and helped millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. As an Ameriprise private wealth advisor, Dave Betts remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. He's ready to help you get where you want to be today and well into the future. Call Dave Betts today at 810-987-5370. Office is located at 527 Huron Avenue, Port Huron, Michigan. Not FIDC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Choosing life insurance can be complicated, but it doesn't have to be. Woman's Life, a trusted fraternal life brand, has been helping families like yours for more than 130 years. We can help you choose the right protection for you and your loved ones, so you can feel confident about the future. Planning for a secure financial future becomes easier with guidance you can trust. Protect what matters most with Woman's Life. Get started today at womanslife.org.
With more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Preferred Seamless Gutters in Imlay City has been family-owned and operated since 1997. With in-house employees, when you call Preferred, you get Preferred. At Preferred, they manufacture all components, making them the warehouse. This ensures prompt installation from Preferred's well-trained and courteous staff, serving St. Clair, Sanilac, Genesee, and Northern Macomb counties. Give Melissa a call and she'll be happy to schedule a quote. No high-pressure sales, just great service from Preferred Seamless Gutters in Imlay City. Call 800-964-6613 today.
Adair Supply, formerly Adair Salvage, is a unique family-owned building supply store with both new and used products. From culverts to 2x4s, from doors to windows, or from steel to plywood, Adair Supply has great prices and great service. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Adair Supply, located at 8086 St. Clair Highway. That again is 8086 St. Clair Highway for Adair Supply.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Marysville and Port Huron makes eating better a breeze. Located off of Gratiot in Marysville and on 24th Street in Port Huron, Tropical Smoothie Cafe has a variety of options for a healthy lifestyle. Whether you rise and shine on Tropic Time with their breakfast menu or get their fresh made-to-order wraps, flatbreads, and smoothies, a trip to Tropical Smoothie Cafe is sure to boost your mood. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Marysville and Port Huron, you're on Tropic Time now.
Whether you're looking for a safer, easier-to-maintain walk-in tub or shower, or a whole new updated and complete renovation, call Luxury Bath and Marlinson's Remodelers. You can have a beautiful tub or walk-in shower and save more than 50% over traditional remodeling. They offer hundreds of combinations of colors, patterns, and accessories featuring microband technologies. Call 810-385-1700 and ask for Jason for a free home consultation. Luxury Bath and Marlinson's Remodelers. Imagine what they can do for you.
Ted's Coney Island is a great place to get a great meal at a great price. Dine in, carry out, or drive through. Ted's is family friendly with menu options for everyone, and they support local high school sports programs. Ted's Coney Island at the south end of Port Huron on 24th Street, just north of Port Huron High, and in Richmond on M19 in Gratiot. Ted's Coney Island, a great place to get a great meal at a great price.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
Yale won the tap. They got it inside to Sadie Dykstra for a quick two, but at the other end, it's Holder knocking down a three, and Regina up 3-2 here early on. Casey Hagan off on the wing for Runnels. Runnels sends it into the post again to Dykstra against a double team. Sadie trying to work in front, does get loose, fires wide, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Satellites basketball. Let's take a look at our Fraser Building Company starting lineups. Fraser Building together will build a home. Churchill, Dykstra, Strank, Cowie, and Hagen for the Bulldogs. Holder, Hansen, Houth, Torrey, and Thomas out on the floor for Regina. Here's a pass inside and going to the basket and firing up is Houth. Late whistle here, but we've got a foul. That's going to be against Runnels for Yale. And Jalen Houth will go to the line and shoot two here. So they snuck Runnels in as a starter over Strank. First free throw is good. That touched everything, but Houth got it to go. 4-2 Regina here early on. We have 6.5 minutes to go first quarter. Second one on the way, right down the middle. 5-2, Regina by three. Dykstra trying to race it up the floor. Thomas trying to keep up with her. They'll swing it off now to Hagen on the left wing. Hagen being pestered out top, gives it up for Runnels. Runnels looking into the post. It wasn't there, and now the pass is picked off. A steal by Houth. Jalen Houth fires it ahead for Holder. Holder now off on the right wing, looking for somewhere to go. Got to the free throw line and then gave it up. Thomas out top will launch a three. The rainbow won't go. Holder snuck in for the rebound, and the stick back is good. Five for Emerson Holder off the start. 7-2 Regina after Yale got the first bucket. Now it's down low for Runnels, right wing corner. Looking for Cowie in the post, didn't have it, so gives it up on the wing for Dykstra. Sadie working against Thomas, directing traffic. Gets a Cowie screen out top. Switch off, Hansen on Dykstra now. Dykstra going to try to take her to the basket, then kicked it back out. Reynolds going to try to drive inside. Fires on the run and forces contact and a foul. And Ariel Reynolds will get to the line and shoot two here. And that foul will be on Samantha Thomas. Two free throws here for Ariel Reynolds. Got the first one. That'll cut it to 7-3. Second free throw is off the heel. Rebound into the corner, chased down by Holden. Now Holden will bring it up the floor, working against Dykstra. Couldn't dribble past her, so dribbles back out on top and hands it off to Thomas. Thomas with it. Dribbling around, Reynolds trying to stay with her. Now a handoff to Houth. Houth up top with the left-hand dribble, working against the freshman, Casey Hagen. Hagen trying to stay with her. Houth is asking for some help now, gives it up to Hansen. Hansen will give it up. And it's Houth again with the basketball, this time going to Holden. Holden out top against Dykstra. Holden trying to get by Sadie to the basket, off the high glass, and it goes. Boy, Holder with a burst of speed there. Just blew by and got to the basket. So it's 9-3 Regina. Dykstra out top working against Thomas. Goes left-handed to the elbow, then kicks it back to Reynolds. Reynolds to Churchill. Churchill left wing, goes left wing corner for Cowie. Then back out to Reynolds. She'll launch for three and got it. Off the left wing, Reynolds with a big three. Cuts it to 9-6. Holder will bring it back up here for Regina. Gives it off for Thomas out top, working against Reynolds, right up on her. And they give it to Hansen. Hansen swings it to Holder. Holder trying to shake free on the right wing, back out top, Houth. Now for Thomas. Thomas will try to drive inside. Took it to the basket, got it, and a foul. Thomas's shot hung up on the rim and teased her a little bit, but it went through. She'll get a free throw as well. Reynolds picks up her second foul. And Cecilia Ford is going to check in here for Yale to replace her. 3:57 to go in the first. It's now 11-6 for Regina. Thomas makes the free throw. It's now 12-6. Dykstra racing it back up the floor for Yale. Dykstra kicked it off to Ford. It's kind of a mid-air decision to pass that ball. It ends up getting deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Yale on the near sideline. To the right of the basket, Hagen. Inbounds for Sadie Dykstra. Dykstra working against Torrey out top now. Gives it up for Churchill. Churchill against Thomas. Churchill going to try to take Thomas to the basket, then kicked it off on the wing. No shot for Ford. She'll give it back out to Cowie. Cowie working against Holder, and Cowie forced into a carry there. Turns the ball over with 3.5 minutes to go on a very quick moving first quarter, and Yale's going to take a 30-second timeout here. Try to settle things down. They're down 6 here, 12-6. 4 for Reynolds and 2 for Dykstra. Yale's only lead in the game was 2-0, and it didn't last very long. Holder knocked down a 3 on Regina's first possession. They went up 3-2, and they haven't been behind since. At one point, they were up in the lead 9-3, and 6 has been their biggest margin in the first quarter so far. Yale's got it. Dykstra out top working against Hansen. Hansen's about the third person they've had covering Sadie in the game so far. Cowie goes back to Sadie on the right wing. Now this time she's working against Houth. Gives it back up top for Churchill. Churchill kicks it back out. Hagen for a three. Won't go. Rebound stick back by Cowie won't go. Hagen gets a rebound, but we've got a whistle underneath. And I think a push on Cowie. Or no, they called Hagen. Four, Yale,
Hansen is out, and Maddie Hollith checks into the game. Holder brings it up. Gives it up to Jalen Houth. Houth kicks it off on the wing, and this is Maddie Houth for three. That won't go. Rebound, Torrey. Tied up by Dykstra. Possession arrow favors the Satellites. And it'll be Jalen Houth to inbound it. For Holder, left wing corner. She's going to launch for three. Looks good, and it is good. Holder's got 10 already. And it's 15-6, Regina. Hagen will bring it up now for Yale. Casey Hagen out top. Fires it right wing corner. Ford for Churchill. Quick ball movement. Hagen left wing. Back out top for Ford. Right wing Churchill. Churchill into the post now for Dykstra. Dykstra against a triple team. Tried to get it to Cowie, and it's batted away. And now it's Holder coming the other way. Holder out top, between the legs, dribble. Gets a screen and a pick and roll now to Torrey. Torrey to the basket, lays it up, and it won't go. Got her own rebound, though, fires. That won't go, and this time Dykstra gets the board. Dykstra fires it ahead. Churchill on the run. Churchill slings it across. Ford for Hagen, right wing for a three. Needed it, got it. Casey Hagen drains the triple to make it 15-9. Cuts it to 6, 1:40 to go in the first. Regina up-tempo here, Holder. She's a good one. Hands it off for Houth. Jalen Houth up top. Switches to the left hand, kicks it back. Holder, another left wing three. That one just off the mark. Rebound tapped right back to Houth in front, though, and she'll glass it and score it. Four for Jalen Houth. 17-9, Regina on top. They have an eight-point lead here as Churchill brings it up for Yale for Casey Hagen. The freshman down the lane kicks it off. Ford open, right wing for a three. That won't go. Rebound pulled down by Holder. Now Holder races it back up the floor for Thomas. She'll stop and pop for three. That went halfway down and then popped out. Holder got the rebound, and Dykstra blocked it. And Sadie comes away with the basketball. Two on two. She's going to take it to the basket herself. Flip it up. No, got her own rebound. Another late whistle here, but I think a foul on Torrey. And Sadie's going to get two free throws here. Three fouls against Yale, two against Regina here in the quarter. That was the first on Torrey. Strength getting ready to check in for Yale. And the first free throw by Dykstra is good. 17-10. Morgan Thim checks into the game now for Regina. Dykstra's second free throw is also right down the middle. Four for Sadie. 50 seconds to go here in the first, 17-11. Regina on top by six. Yale needs a stop here. Holder brings it up. She's been tough. She's got 10 already in the ball game. Off on the wing for Houth. Up top now for Jalen Houth. Now for Holder, left wing corner. She'll stop, fire for three. No, they crash the boards. Thomas ends up with it, and she'll get an easy putback. Five for Samantha Thomas. It's 19-11, Regina. 22 seconds to go here in the first. Hagen dribbles it up, gives it off for Sadie Dykstra. Sadie goes back to Hagen. Hagen out top, kicks it off right wing for Churchill. Churchill trying to shake free from Holder. Couldn't do it. 9 seconds to work with. Strength in the post. Her pass back out onto the wing. Picked off by Holder. She charges back up the floor. Fires for three wide. And that'll do it for the first quarter. It's Regina 19, Yale 11 after one here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Protect, maintain, and save with Crown Rust Control. Family owned and with four locations across Michigan. Croswell, Fort Gratiot, Holland, and Gaylord. Crown's rust-tested road solution shields your vehicle against rust, maintains its road readiness, and helps you save by avoiding extensive corrosion repairs. Passenger vehicles, commercial fleets, campers, and more. Protect now, maintain for the journey, and save for the life of your vehicle. Call 810-712-9122 to schedule your appointment with Crown Rust Control.
Uh-oh, still using the same keys after an employee exit or a messy breakup? Yikes. Thumb Area Locks to the rescue. We're St. Clair County's trusted mobile locksmith, serving homes, businesses, and industrial sites. Moving in? Want a new look? Just need some solid advice? We are your go-to pros. Book reliable service today. Email Nick at thumbarealocks.com or visit them at thumbarealocks.com. No crazy drama, just peace of mind with Thumb Area Locks.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
Yale gets it first to start the second. They're down by 8 to Regina so far. 19-11 is your score. Churchill out top. Swings it off on the wing for Casey Hagan. Lob into the post, I think intended for Dykstra, but it missed everybody. Picked off by Holder. And Holder racing up the floor. She'll get right to the basket with the Euro step, but missed the lay-in attempt. And now we'll get a tie-up underneath, and it'll be Regina basketball. Emerson Holder had 10 points in that first quarter, and she's just flying up and down the court. She's not the biggest kid out there, but she might be the fastest. She'll get it on the right wing now, working against Dykstra. Gets a screen from Torrey, dribbles out top, hands to Thomas. Thomas down the lane, kicks it back out to Torrey at the elbow, then sends it straight out top to Holder again. Holder kicks it left wing. Driving to the basket is Hansen. Couldn't get a shot away. It was blocked. Saved in the corner by Houth. Off for Holder. She'll fire for three. The line driver won't go, and Dykstra will grab a rebound. Sadie Dykstra now surveys the situation. Behind the back dribble, trying to get away from Thomas out top. Now Sadie to the free throw line. Kicks it back to Hagan. Hagan to Ford. Ford to Churchill. Left wing corner. Churchill back to Hagan. Hagan looks around out top. Dykstra comes up for the handoff, and Thomas tried to take it away, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Samantha Thomas. She had five, and Jalen Houth had the other four for Regina in the first. Dykstra and Reynolds had four each, but Reynolds picked up two quick fouls and hasn't returned to the lineup. Hagan hit a three as well for Yale. Dykstra takes the inbound out top, working against Torrey. We'll get a Churchill screen. Then gives it up to Churchill. Churchill out top. Aubrey looking for something. Gives it up to Hagan, right wing. Back to Churchill in the right wing corner. Back out top. Open look for Ford, but she didn't take it. Gave it up to Churchill, and now for Dykstra. Dykstra gets a Churchill screen. Then a strength screen. Still can't shake any defenders. Thomas right up in her face. Now Torrey comes up to challenge Sadie Dykstra. She'll get to the elbow. Fadeaway jumper off the heel won't go. Rebounded by Thomas, and she'll give it up to Houth. And Houth races it up the floor. Back for Thomas. She's going to stop and pop for a long three. Came up short. Rebound Dykstra. Now Dykstra splits two defenders. Racing back up the court. Behind the back dribble to give herself a little space. Finds Ford left wing for a three that's long. Good box out there by Houth to keep Hagan off the boards. And Houth gets a rebound. Guns it ahead for Thomas. Thomas against Ford. Pass in the post, broken up by strength. Ford to the floor to save the ball to Hagan. Hagan racing back the other way now for Yale. Hagan might take it right to the basket. Couldn't. Stolen away by Hansen, but then Hansen is called for a travel, so Yale will get it right back underneath the basket. But still, Hansen stopped a layup attempt by Hagan. Reynolds back in for Ford here. She'll inbound the basketball. 5:35 to go in the half. Thim back into the game for Regina for Thomas, who just picked up her second foul a moment ago. Reynolds in for Hagan on the right wing. Back to Reynolds, right wing corner against Hansen. Back up top for Hagan. Back for Reynolds. Reynolds will dribble out of the corner. wants to get it into the post to Dykstra. They triple teamer. Reynolds has it out top now. Gives it back to Sadie Dykstra, right wing for a three, just off the mark, a little short. Battle for the rebound, and Torrey came up with it. Gives it ahead now. Hansen for Holder. Holder trying to spin away from Dykstra, couldn't do it. Dribbles it all the way back out top. Gives it off now for Houth. Houth will slow it down. Holder will catch her breath. She just goes one speed. Here's Houth to the basket. Little underhand scoop shot won't go. Rebound ends up in Hansen's hands, and she'll flip it up and flip it in. Look what I found, and she made the most of it. 21-11. That's the first points here in the second quarter for either team. 4:35 to go here in the second. Hagen gives it off for Reynolds. Swings it around now for Cowie. And Rory Cowie will not get a chance to do anything with it. Yale's going to take a timeout here. Jason Leonard is going to take a full timeout with 4:29 to go here in the half. And his team down 10, 21-11. One foul against Regina in the quarter, none against Yale. And Yale now has three timeouts remaining. It was 19-11 at the end of the first, and we've had only one basket scored here in the second quarter, giving Regina the 10-point lead, their biggest of the game so far. 10 points for Holder, 5 for Thomas, 4 for Houth, and 2 for Hansen. And Yale has 4 points from Dykstra, 4 points from Reynolds, and 3 points from Hagen. Bulldogs have actually made a couple of three-pointers in the game, but their only lead was 2-0. Since then, they've been outscored 21-9. Go to a lot of gyms throughout the course of the year. And I'm giving North Branch the best music in the area. They play all the tunes that I grew up on. Yale basketball, they inbound it to Sadie Dykstra. Out top working against Hansen. Gives it off for Rory Cowie. Holder all over Rory Cowie. And Rory's going to get called for carrying the basketball. We saw this in the first game with Goodrich. They force teams into mistakes with the pressure. Now, they don't press like Goodrich does, but on their side of the court, whoever's got the ball usually has a couple of defenders on them. There's a little lob pass inside, out of the reach of Thim and out of bounds. Cowie will inbound it to Hagen. Hagen will hand it to Dykstra. Dykstra guarded by Thim in the backcourt. Sadie got by her. Holds it out top. Strength sets the screen. Sadie gets to the elbow, likes that shot, and fires it and drains it. She'll shoot from there all day long and make most of them. 21-13. At the other end, Houth gives it off now to Thim. Thim into the corner. Hansen for three. That's just off the mark. They crash for the board. Thim got it, but then tried to get it back to Hansen in that right wing corner and rifled it into the Yale student section. Yale down by 8. And with the basketball here, they're going to get Aubrey Churchill back into the game for strength. So they go a little smaller, but they improve their shooting here with Churchill in the game. So Churchill, Dykstra, Cowie, Hagen. And a whistle and a foul. And this is going to be on Thomas. And that's going to be 3 on Thomas. Reynolds, the other player out there for Yale, Regina, will get Hansen back into the game for Thomas with the 3 fouls now. So she'll come out with 3:36 to go here in the first half, and we probably won't see her again until the third quarter. Churchill brings it up this time for Yale. Gives it up for Dykstra out top. Dykstra against Thim. Sadie trying to dribble inside. Gives it off to Cowie. Cowie in the post, kicks it back out to Churchill. She'll get to the elbow, off the glass, it won't go. Cowie with a good offensive rebound, though.
Cowie now back to Churchill up top for a big-time three. That won't go. Dykstra got up for the rebound. Sadie out in front with the hook off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul, and she'll shoot two free throws. And that was a good set there for Yale. Hey, they got a really good look up top from a good three-point shooter, and even though it didn't go in, they crashed the boards, and they end up getting some Dykstra free throws here. First one from Sadie won't go. Rare miss at the line, so it's still 21-13. Torrey checks back in for Thim. Maddie Houth got that last foul. Dykstra makes the second free throw. 7 points for Sadie, a 7-point Regina lead. 21-14, 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Houth up top. Swings it around for Hansen. Hansen hands it off to Maddie Houth. Maddie Houth to Jalen Houth. Now to Holder. Holder kicks it back. Hansen for three, and she got it off the left wing. Lily Hansen drained that one. And it's back to a 10-point game, 24-14. Dykstra picks it up at midcourt and brings it up. Working here against Jalen Houth. Dykstra goes between the legs, steps back, launches for three, and that's just off the mark. Rebounded by Holder. And Holder now running it the other way. Nice pass ahead to the basket and laying it up and laying it in is Torrey. And that was an easy one on a great setup by Holder. 26-14, Regina. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout called here, I believe, by Yale. That is their third timeout here in the first half. Marysville had to call three in the first half in the first game against Goodrich. Yale's down 12. After making their first couple of three-point tries tonight, they've gone cold from beyond the arc here in the second quarter. So 2:13 to go in the half. Regina's going to pressure now. They've got all five players up in the front court. Seeing if Yale can break the pressure. Churchill will give it to Dykstra, and Dykstra will break the pressure. Here's Sadie. Out top, gets a Cowie screen. Shakes loose from a defender. Launches for three. That's long. Long rebound. Chased down by Maddie Houth. Gives it up now for Jalen Houth. Lob to Torrey at the free throw line, working against Churchill. Hands it off to Holder. Holder, little shake and bake move, drives to the basket, on the run, fires off the high glass and scores. 12 for Holder, and that first step is quick. It's 28-14. This is the biggest lead for Regina in the basketball game. Dykstra brings it up slowly, working against Jalen Houth out top. Fires it off, wide open look for Hagen, right wing corner, line drive three won't go. Rebound Torrey, then she's tied up by Hagen. Be a held ball, and the possession arrow favors Yale. Reynolds will trigger. 1:15 to go, Yale needs something to go here. Cowie, working against Hansen, gives it up for Sadie Dykstra. Dykstra's got seven here in the first half. Looking back to the bench to see what they want to run here. A minute to go in the first half. Dykstra out top against Torrey. Swings it off left wing. This is Churchill for three, and she got it. Aubrey Churchill got loose, and they finally drained a three. It'd been a while. That'll make it 28-17. 45 seconds to go in the half. Holder. Good person to have the ball here late in the half. Holder up top, working against Dykstra. Surveying the situation, Regina might just hold it and take the last shot here. They're up 11. And Holder not in any rush now. Backs it out, 23 seconds to go here in the half. Dykstra not challenging her yet, so no 5-second count going on.
15 seconds to go now. She'll hand it off to Houth. Houth to Maddie Houth. Now for Holder in the left wing corner. 8 seconds to work with. She brings it back out top. Swings it off for Hansen. Hansen fires for three and fills it with 3 seconds to go. Dykstra won't be able to get a shot up in time. And at the half, that was a big three for Regina. Dagger makes it 31-17 for the Satellites at the half here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Hello, this is Tim Sheridan, owner of Sheridan Real Estate and Insurance in Lexington. A family tradition that started back in 1925 with Grandpa Sheridan. Promoting trust, care, and excellence, Sheridan is dedicated to understanding and taking care of all your needs. Respected throughout the community and dedicated, Sheridan is a proud supporter of local activities like high school athletics. For all your real estate and insurance needs, please go to our website at SheridanAgency.com.
Jepson Car Company is ready to get you in your next vehicle, no matter your situation. At Jepson, we have sports cars, sedans, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Whether you prefer American, European, or Asian manufacturers, we have it at Jepson. With options in every price range, we will find the perfect fit for you. Bring cash, use your own bank, or let our experienced staff help secure you a loan. We have lenders that work with any credit score and situation. Come visit us at 5277 Gratiot in St. Clair at Jepson Car Company.
Overhead Door Company of St. Clair County has been serving the community for over 30 years. Located at 5400 Lapeer Road in Kimball, Overhead Doors are the premier choice for durability, serviceability, and hassle-free performance for commercial and industrial doors. Overhead Doors boasts a complete selection of performance and safety-tested commercial and industrial upward-acting doors and manufacture a wide array of styles to meet your needs. Overhead Door Company of St. Clair County, 5400 Lapeer Road in Kimball, call 810-987-2185.
Let me tell you about my friend Scott down at Miller Maytag. He knows quality appliances and how to help make your home run as smoothly as possible. Let the appliance experts at Miller Maytag help you pick the best American-made products from Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and more. Freestanding double ovens will change your kitchen setup forever. Their high-efficiency front and top-load washers will save you money and do your laundry in half the time. Stop in today a quarter mile south of McLaren Hospital on Pine Grove. Miller Maytag is a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We welcome you to make Port Huron Schools your district of choice. Your child will experience an education with the most athletic, extracurricular, and academic opportunities in the region at Port Huron Schools. We specialize in providing personalized success for all students because each Port Huron School's journey is unique and special. This year, more than ever, we truly appreciate our families and would like to thank them for their continued support. Please go to www.phasd.us and our social media for the latest updates. Dates on Port Huron Schools.
Mattress King has been locally owned and operated for over 44 years. With locations in Port Huron, Richmond, Lapeer, Chesterfield, and Hall Road, they are the best one-stop shop for your sleeping and mattress needs. Mattress King carries all the top brands such as Serta, Stearns & Foster, Sealy, High Comfort, and Tempur-Pedic. Not only do they have the best prices and best service in the area, backed by hundreds of five-star reviews, they also offer interest-free financing and no credit check programs for those with less than stellar credit. Once you get your mattress, they offer free local delivery on all purchases $6.99 and up. Visit their website at MattressMichigan.com. When you think sleep, think Mattress King.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
Emerson Holder had 12 in the first half, including 10 in the first quarter. Regina up 31-17. Hansen added 8, hit a big three-pointer just before the end of the half. 5 points for Thomas, 4 points for Jalen Houth, and Torrey had 2 for the Satellites on the other side. Dykstra with 7 for Yale. Reynolds had 4. Churchill with 3 and Hagen with 3. 3 three-pointers by the Bulldogs helped at least keep them in shouting distance here in the first half. Second half's coming up next. It's 31-17. Regina on top here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
If you want your logo on it, Breacher Rustics can do it. From uniforms to banners, cornhole boards to stadium seats, Breacher Rustics can customize anything for your school, team, or company. Veteran and law enforcement owned, Breacher Rustics is made locally for you. Breacher Rustics can get your product to you no matter if you're down the street in St. Clair County or across state lines. Breacher Rustics can get it done. Email info at breacherrustics.com to learn more today.
Every piece of land has a story, written by those who work it, like the Nelsons, who cruise around their ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
It's all about efficiency.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
We wouldn't be in ranching without the Gator.
Run with us on a Gator XUV835R and start telling your story.
Contact one of Tri-County Equipment's locations in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, or Sandusky, or visit Tri-County Equipment online at tricountyequipment.com.
Downriver Lawn and Landscape has been serving St. Clair County and the surrounding areas since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial properties, their six application fertilization program will have your lawn looking great all season long. No job is too big or too small. Call Downriver Lawn and Landscape for your free estimate at 810-765-9533. Make sure you mention Get Stuck on Sports for a 5% discount when you prepay for the season at Downriver Lawn and Landscape.
Buying or selling a home? You need an experienced company standing ready to help you with all your real estate needs who is committed to making you the client number one. O'Connor Realty hung out its real estate sign in the city of Marysville almost 40 years ago to help the good people of this community buy and sell their homes. O'Connor Realty provides access to free, no-obligation home valuation reports prepared by a licensed realtor with no hidden fees. Located at 2801 Gratiot Boulevard, Marysville, give O'Connor Realty a call at 810-364-8700. For all your real estate needs, O'Connor Realty. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you.
Whether you're looking for a safer, easier to maintain walk-in tub or shower, or a whole new updated and complete renovation, call Luxury Bath and Marlinson's Remodelers. You can have a beautiful tub or walk-in shower and save more than 50% over traditional remodeling. They offer hundreds of combinations of colors, patterns, and accessories featuring microband technologies. Call 810-385-1700 and ask for Jason for a free home consultation. Luxury Bath and Marlinson's Remodelers. Imagine what they can do for you.
Choosing life insurance can be complicated, but it doesn't have to be. Woman's Life, a trusted fraternal life brand, has been helping families like yours for more than 130 years. We can help you choose the right protection for you and your loved ones so you can feel confident about the future. Planning for a secure financial future becomes easier with guidance you can trust. Protect what matters most with Woman's Life. Get started today at womanslife.org.
With more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Ted's Coney Island is a great place to get a great meal at a great price. Dine in, carry out, or drive through. Ted's is family friendly with menu options for everyone, and they support local high school sports programs. Ted's Coney Island at the south end of Port Huron on 24th Street, just north of Port Huron High. And in Richmond on M19 in Gratiot. Ted's Coney Island, a great place to get a great meal at a great price.
The Fournier Insurance Agency is here to serve their community. As your local Allstate agents, they don't just provide insurance, they also provide a personal touch. The Fournier Insurance Agency has supported sports in their community for years. From youth teams to all-star games to the players you hear on these airwaves, the Fournier Insurance Agency has been there. Conveniently located at 333 Huron Avenue in downtown Port Huron, stop in today or give them a call at 810-982-2340. The Fournier Insurance Agency, your local Allstate agents.
Feel more confident and in control of your financial life. Ameriprise Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Ameriprise Private Wealth Advisor Dave Betts today at 810-987-5370. That's 810-987-5370. Office is located at 527 Huron Avenue, Port Huron, Michigan. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Every piece of land has a story, written by those who work it, like the Nelsons, who cruise around their ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
It's all about efficiency.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
We wouldn't be in ranching without the Gator.
Run with us on a Gator XUV835R and start telling your story.
Contact one of Tri-County Equipment's locations in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, or Sandusky, or visit Tri-County Equipment online at tricountyequipment.com.
Let me tell you about my friend Scott down at Miller Maytag. He knows quality appliances and how to help make your home run as smoothly as possible. Let the appliance experts at Miller Maytag help you pick the best American-made products from Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and more. Freestanding double ovens will change your kitchen setup forever. Their high-efficiency front and top-load washers will save you money and do your laundry in half the time. Stop in today a quarter mile south of McLaren Hospital on Pine Grove. Miller Maytag is a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
If you want your logo on it, Breacher Rustics can do it. From uniforms to banners, cornhole boards to stadium seats, Breacher Rustics can customize anything for your school, team, or company. Veteran and law enforcement owned, Breacher Rustics is made locally for you. Breacher Rustics can get your product to you no matter if you're down the street in St. Clair County or across state lines. Breacher Rustics can get it done. Email info at BreacherRustics.com to learn more today.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
All right, welcome back. Regina gets the ball to start the third. They're up by 14, hit a big three at the end of the half after Yale had made a three. Here's Houth to the basket. That won't go. A little short with the shot, but Thomas keeps it alive. Gives it up for Holder. Emerson Holder back out top now for Houth. Houth surveys the situation, working against the freshman, Casey Hagan. Hands it back to Holder. Holder against Dykstra. Now they'll hand it off. Thomas slashes to the basket. Underhand scoop off the glass won't go. Runnels up for the rebound and then tied up by who else but Holder. And Holder battling, falls to the floor, but kept it alive and gets Houth an open look up top for three. Off the heel, Holder with another rebound. Holder right back up, fires it. That won't go, and finally Dykstra gets a rebound for Yale. Boy, they escaped there without giving up points. Dykstra ahead for Runnels. Runnels trying to get out in front. Little half hook, and it goes. Six for Ariel Runnels. 31-19. Yale needs a little more of that. Here's Houth the other way. Jalen Houth holds it out top, sends it off on the wing for Hansen. She hit a big three just before the half. Now it's Torrey giving it up. On the wing is Houth. Jalen Houth dribbles back out to the top. Yell kind of packed it in there for a second. Now it's on the wing for Hansen. Hansen to Thomas. Thomas against Runnels. Going to try to get by her. It was jarred loose for a moment. Ball's on the deck. Scramble for it. And Yale came away with it. Runnels had to go down and dig it out of the dirt there. But got it off to Hagan. Hagan now looking for a way to get across midcourt. Finally does. Casey Hagan working hard and finally gives it up to Sadie Dykstra. 5:50 to go in the third. Yale down by 12. Big possession here for the Bulldogs. Churchill sets a screen and then bounces off of it. Fires for three and got it from up top. Aubrey Churchill triples to cut it to nine. 31-22. And now Houth will bring it up and Regina will take a timeout. A 30-second timeout here for the Satellites. And Yale has started the third on a 5-0 run here to cut it back to a 9-point game. Earlier tonight, Goodrich beats Marysville. 48-14 was the final in that one. Viking season comes to an end. Goodrich will play the winner of this game in the regional final here on Wednesday night. We'll be back here Wednesday night if Yale comes back and wins the ball game. Regina, the current high school, is in my old neighborhood. I grew up in Warren, about a mile and a half from what is now Regina High School. Back when I was a kid, it was Melby Middle School. or Melby Junior High, because we didn't call them middle schools back then. We called them junior highs. But I'm old, and that was a long time ago. Off on the wing is Holder for three. That's a little short. Battle for the rebound. Dykstra muscles it away and then is bumped and fouled rather inadvertently there, but that's going to be on Jalen Houth. That's her first. First against the Satellites here in the third quarter. Big possession for Yale. They're only down nine now. Sadie Dykstra will bring it up. Sadie had 7 points in the first half. Dribbles inside, spins in front, flips it up just short. Rebound, Cowie wrestles for it, and then she's fouled on the floor. And that'll be on Hansen. So Reynolds will inbound it just off to the left of the basket on the baseline. They don't guard her. Tried to get it into Cowie or to Hagen. A whistle and another foul, and this is on Hansen again. Back-to-back fouls on Lily Hansen. That's her second, third against Regina now. They'll get it into Dykstra, and then Sadie is going to be fouled by Thomas. That's going to be Thomas's, I believe, fourth foul. And that's going to get Maddie Houth off the bench. Yeah, Thomas gets her fourth foul. 5:01 to go here in the third. And that's four fouls now against Regina. Yale might think about attacking, because that's a way to get back in the game, is at the free throw line with the clock not running. Dykstra out top working against Hansen, who's still coming up to challenge, even though those quick back-to-back fouls against her. They spread the floor here, and now Sadie's going to go to work. Drives to the elbow, likes that shot, and fills it up. Nine for Sadie. Don't look now. They've cut it to seven. But here's Holder coming the other way for Regina. She's dangerous. Holder drives to the basket. Underhand scoop and scores. Oh, when they needed it, she just accelerated and made it look easy. Big bucket there. 33-24. In the post, Cowie. Back out to Churchill. Churchill hands it off for Hagen. Hagen goes on the wing. Cowie lobs into the post. Dykstra spins out in front. Short with the shot, though. Those are shots we're used to seeing Sadie knock down, but she has been short on a couple of them tonight. The other end, Houth, gives it up to Torrey at the free throw line, then back to Houth. Houth looking for it. They swing it around the top. Holder's got it against Dykstra. Holder kicks it back to Houth. Now Houth kicks it off to Maddie Houth on the wing for a three. That won't go, and the rebound is picked up by Cowie. Cowie will give it to Hagen. Hagen runs it up the floor. Going to stop and pop for a three. That's wide. Rebounded by Cowie, though. Stick back won't go. Rebounded by Dykstra, and that will go off the glass and in. 11 for Sadie, and it's a seven-point game again, 33-26. Holder at the other end gives it up now for Jalen Houth. Free throw line, Torrey. Torrey tried to hand it back to Holder. It was knocked away by Cowie out of bounds. It'll stay with Regina. They'll have Jalen Houth throw it in far sideline near midcourt. Gets it in for Hansen. Hansen trying to dribble by Churchill. Hansen down the lane, half hook. Yes, and a foul. Oh, what a tough make by Hansen. She's got 10. And it just seems like every time Lily Hansen makes a bucket, it is a dagger shot. They can get it back up to 10 with a free throw here. And Hansen drains it. She's got 11 points now. And it's 36-26, just like that. 3 minutes to go in the third. Sadie Dykstra. Working out top against Houth, goes to Reynolds on the right wing. She'll dribble back out top, give it back to Sadie. Now Dykstra gets a screen, dribbles off to the left side. Now back into the lane, kicks it back out. Reynolds, a straightaway look up top for three, just off the mark. Sadie got the rebound, shook off two defenders and takes it to the bucket and scores. 36-28. Holder at the other end. Dribbles out top. Dykstra backs off a little bit this time, and a pass is broken up by Cowie, and somehow Holder got it back, and now she'll launch a three, and yes, it's right down the middle. Are you kidding me? Holder takes catastrophe and turns it into triumph right there, and now a knockaway, and Holder's got a breakaway. They're chasing her. Let's see. She'll get to the bucket and lay it in. Emerson Holder going off now. 41-28, a 13-point lead. A moment ago, Yale had it back down to seven. Reynolds up top. Gives it off for Dykstra. 1:45 to go here in the third. Sadie Dykstra trying to get loose. Can't do it. Lobs it to Churchill on the left wing, and she couldn't catch up to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Now we'll get Elise Molnarek into the ball game. Her first action of the game. Holder gives it up for Houff. Maddie Houff has it out top now. Now they get it back to Holder. Holder kicks it out for Torrey. Torrey goes back to Holder. She's going to launch a three left wing. Little offline. Battle for the rebound underneath. Torrey to the deck to get it, and we'll get a held ball. Possession arrow favors Yale. Dykstra will take the inbound and bring it up here for Yale. Reynolds open right wing, launches for three, just a little long, and Torrey will get the rebound. Torrey gives it up for Holder, and Holder will gun it up the floor. Jalen Houff back to Holder. Emerson Holder dribbles out top. She's had a big game so far, and they may wait again. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. They can hold it and take the last shot. It worked for them at the end of the half. Holder. Backing out towards midcourt. Dykstra laying off. Now Sadie's going to creep up and challenge. Holder just going to try to dribble around and keep the ball moving. Holder now gets to the free throw line. Kicks it off on the wing to Torrey. She'll dribble it back out top. Torrey holding that ball up high. Gives it back to Holder. 12 seconds to go. They've wasted about 40 seconds off the clock. Holder drives. No. Torrey the rebound. Stick back. That won't go. And Hagen gets a rebound. 4 seconds for Yale to shoot. Dykstra gets it ahead. Churchill gets one off. It counts if it goes, and it won't. Oh, good try by Churchill at the buzzer, but it's a 13-point Regina lead. Headed to the fourth here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
Back with more basketball in a moment, right here on GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.
Preferred Seamless Gutters in Imlay City has been family-owned and operated since 1997. With in-house employees, when you call Preferred, you get Preferred. At Preferred, they manufacture all components, making them the warehouse. This ensures prompt installation from Preferred's well-trained and courteous staff, serving St. Clair, Sanilac, Genesee, and Northern Macomb counties. Give Melissa a call, and she'll be happy to schedule a quote. No high-pressure sales, just great service from Preferred Seamless Gutters in Imlay City. Call 800-964-6613 today.
Dine out with the feel of being at home when you visit the Melvin Tavern. Come for the food and stay for the family atmosphere. Try all of Chef Susie's world-famous homemade soups and sauces. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 8 a.m. for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Melvin Tavern also does carry out. Call 810-378-5565. Again, call us at 810-378-5565. Whether you want a great steak or their delicious fettuccine Alfredo, they have a menu for all tastes with daily specials. Come on down to the place where nobody is a stranger, the Melvin Tavern.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
All right, welcome back. Regina's ball to start the fourth, and they're up 13. Yale had gotten it as close as 7 in that third quarter. They won the third quarter. That was the good news. The bad news is they only shaved 1 point off their deficit. Torrey out top and Regina taking their time. Here's a three from Holder. Won't go. Torrey got the rebound, though, and they'll keep the possession going. Holder has 19 to lead all scorers in the ballgame. Here is Holder. Free throw line back out to Torrey. Hands it right back to Holder. They like Emerson Holder to have the basketball, and for good reason. She's pretty good with it. Gets to the basket, flips it up, and flips it in. 21 for Emerson Holder. And she just dribbled into the bigger players that time and made it happen. Get a foul on the inbound here against Houff. ...43-28, Regina with a 15-point lead. Thim back into the ball game, replaces Torrey. Just thinking about this during the break, so Torrey is the niece of Mike McAndrews, which means she's also Jim McAndrews' niece. So I thought she was in trouble, but then it reminded me that Coach Everhart would be her aunt, and so that's where she gets her basketball talent from. Here's Churchill in the corner. Giving it up now for Hagen. Hagen got away from Houff, got to the elbow and is fouled, and will get a couple of free throws here. So Casey Hagen will go to the line. She's got 3 points tonight. She hit a three-pointer in the first half, but really hasn't had a lot of opportunities on the offensive end tonight. Got the first free throw there. It's 43-29. There's still 6:38 to go. But Yale needs some stops, and they need to knock down a few big shots here. Hagen got both free throws, so that helps. It's 13-point game, 43-30. Alpha bring it up the floor. Gives it off now for Maddie Houff. And then a pass on the wing for Holder is blocked out of bounds by Dykstra. Regina will inbound it near sideline right in front of their own bench. Hansen gets it in. Jalen Houff off for Holder. Holder explodes off the left wing to the basket. And again, in amongst the trees, she lays it up and lays it in like there's nothing to it. 45-30, Dykstra at the other end. Sadie from 8 feet drains it off to the right of the basket. That'll make it 45-32. 6 minutes to go. Time a factor here for Yale. But they need to figure out something defensively to stop Holder and the other satellites. Houff. Jalen hands to Maddie. Maddie hands it to Holder. Holder dribbling across the top. Crossover dribble. Couldn't get inside, so steps back outside. And continues to just drain clock. Now Jalen Houff being pestered by Hagen. Gives it up for Maddie Houff. She's going to launch a three. That won't go. And a rebound for Dykstra. Sadie's easily got a double-double tonight, but she's going to need a lot more. Dykstra going to try to take it herself. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Yale. 5:18 to go. And now Regina's going to take a timeout here. 5:18 to go. They'll take a 30-second timeout here. So if Yale comes back to win this one, we will be back here on Wednesday night. If not, it's up in the air what we're going to do. I'll have to look at the results and see where games are at to decide whether or not I'll be anywhere on Wednesday night. A reminder, Harbor Beach is playing tomorrow at SC4 at 5:30. We will not be bringing you that game. I'm not available tomorrow, and with no Brady, we won't be doing a game tomorrow. Try to bribe him, but he wants too much. Dykstra to inbound it. And it's stolen away by Holder. Boy, Holder's had a fantastic ball game. Holder now at the other end. Got by Dykstra, and then Sadie had to reach in and just grab her and foul her to stop Holder from, again, getting to the basket and maybe getting another easy bucket. First 23 for Holder tonight. They'll inbound it to Maddie Houth underneath. Tried a hook shot over Ford, and it wouldn't work. Rebounded by Runnels. Runnels to Dykstra. Now Churchill out top. They swing it around. Hagen for three, and that's a big-time shot. Hagen from the left wing knocks it down. It's a 10-point game now. 45-35. Yale will take a timeout with 4:48 to go. And they have one remaining now. They'll take a full timeout, so we'll grab a quick break and we'll be right back.
Lost your keys? Moved into a new home? Trust Thumb Area Locks, your local mobile locksmith, for fast, reliable service. We handle residential, commercial, and industrial jobs with care and expertise. Whether you're settling in, updating your style, managing a staffing change, or just need expert advice, we've got you covered. For safety and peace of mind, email Nick at thumbarealocks.com or visit thumbarealocks.com to book your appointment today.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all your real estate and insurance needs, please go to our website at SheridanAgency.com.
All right, welcome back. So Yale has cut it to 10 with 4:48 to go here in the fourth, but they need some stops, and it's been tough. And here's one of the players who's been tough tonight, Hansen, bringing the ball up the court. Gives it up now for Houth. Houth will hand it off to Holder. Holder's been the toughest of the group. Holder dribbles off onto the left wing, working against Runnels, trying to stay with her. Holder, fancy dribbling, kicks it back out. Tim for a three. Ooh, that wouldn't go. And a whistle and a foul. I think they're calling Sadie Dykstra on that rebound. No, they called. What'd they call? Yeah, they did call Sadie Dykstra on the foul. I thought he said 14. They don't have a 14 out there. So Sadie got the foul. And Regina keeps possession of the basketball, and they can keep working clock here. They'll get it into Holder's hands, working against Dykstra, hands it off for Thomas. Thomas playing with four fouls, spins down the lane to the basket and scores. Seven for Samantha Thomas. Every time Regina needs a big bucket, they seem to get it. And they're up 47-35 now. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Sadie Dykstra inside, kicks it outside for Hagen. Hagen for Runnels. Runnels right wing. Sadie wants it at the free throw line. Has it against a multitude of defenders. Fires from 6 feet and drains it. 17 now for Sadie Dykstra. It's a 10-point game again, 47-37. But can Yale get a stop? Here is Hansen for three, and that one won't go, but she got her own rebound. Back out to Holder. Now for Hansen on the left wing again. So Yale got the miss they wanted. They didn't get the rebound, though. Hansen inside, kicks it outside. Thim for three, right wing, and buried it. Oh, my goodness. Regina's got all the answers to any push Yale tries to start. Dykstra off on the wing for Runnels, and too hot to handle, and it's out of bounds. 3:04 to go, and the Bulldogs down 13. They just can't seem to get over this big hill. Holder in the backcourt, pressured by Dykstra. Gives it up now for Houth. And Jalen Houth will bring it up the floor. Now Jalen Houth goes back to Holder, back to Houth. They play catch up top. Now deep into the corner for Hansen, left wing. Back out top now for Holder, and Yale chasing the ball right now, trying to get a trap. Hansen dribbles through traffic, kicks it to Thomas. Thomas back out to Houth. Houth will back out now, and Hagen will grab her and foul her. third foul against the Bulldogs, second on Hagen. 2:31 to go in the fourth, and Yale down 13. They need some magic to happen, and Regina doesn't seem to believe in magic. Here is Holder getting to the basket, drawing contact, and she'll get to the line and shoot free throws. Haven't been a ton of free throws in this game, and in fact, I think this is the first time Holder's been to the line. Foul is on Cowie. That's four against Yale now. First on Rory Cowie. Holder missed the free throw. Second free throw, that one won't go. But look at this, a hustle rebound by Torrey and a foul on Dykstra. Sadie's second foul, and that will put them in the bonus, and Torrey will go to the line to shoot two. Caroline Torrey has 2 points tonight in the ball game. And rattles home the first free throw. 51-37, Regina. Second one on the way. Got it right down the middle. And Regina will take a timeout. They have two remaining, 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And they're up by 15. Again, Yale got it down to 10 a few minutes ago. And now it's back up to 15. It's just every time Yale makes a threat, Regina responds, and they make a big shot. They get a bucket. They get a big rebound. They do something. And usually it's something good. Five three-pointers tonight for the Bulldogs has helped them a little bit. Dykstra with 17 points. But it just hasn't been enough consistently. Yale's only lead tonight was the opening bucket of the game. They went up 2-0 after they won the tap and ran a play into the post to Sadie Dykstra. And she got an easy bucket. And then right down the floor came Emerson Holder to knock down a three. And she scored 20 more points since then. Again, Goodrich will play the winner. And unless Yale can just go bonkers here, it's going to be a Regina Goodrich final, and that'll be a heck of a game. Two good basketball teams. Goodrich was very impressive against Marysville tonight, and they're 25-0. And Regina's looked pretty good to me in this game against a very good Yale basketball team. Here's Churchill out top. And Churchill knocked down by Holder and is going to lose the ball out of bounds. And they're looking for a foul, and none came. Boy, that might have been a missed call there. Ball is thrown in and batted back out of bounds by Dykstra. 2 minutes to go. Jalen Houth will throw the ball in, gets it into Holder. Holder in the backcourt, being pestered by Dykstra and bumped by Dykstra, and Dykstra will draw a foul, and that'll be three on Sadie. And it will be free throws here for Holder. As again, Regina in the bonus. Holder at the line, knocks down the first free throw. 24 for Emerson Holder tonight. 53-37, Regina. Second one on the way. Got that one. So she missed her first two tonight, but knocks those two down like she does it all the time. And it's 54-37. Dykstra gets a screen up top from Cowie, gets the free throw line, launches and scores. 19 for Sadie, and Yale will use their final timeout here with 1:43 to go here in the fourth. It's 54-39, and Yale will take a full timeout here, so we'll take a break and be right back.
Overhead Door Company of St. Clair County has been serving the community for over 30 years. Located at 5400 Lapeer Road in Kimball, Overhead Doors are the premier choice for durability, serviceability, and hassle-free performance for commercial and industrial doors. Overhead Doors boasts a complete selection of performance and safety-tested commercial and industrial upward-acting doors and manufacture a wide array of styles to meet your needs. Overhead Door Company of St. Clair County, 5400 Lapeer Road in Kimball, call 810-987-2185.
We welcome you to make Port Huron Schools your district of choice. Your child will experience an education with the most athletic, extracurricular, and academic opportunities in the region at Port Huron Schools. We specialize in providing personalized success for all students because each Port Huron Schools journey is unique and special. This year, more than ever, we truly appreciate our families and would like to thank them for their continued support. Please go to www.phasd.us and our social media for the latest updates on Port Huron Schools.
All right, 1:43 to go, 54-39. Regina leading Yale. Regina basketball out of the timeout. They get it into Houff. Houff pressured in the backcourt. Again, Yale trying to trap the ball here. Houff will get it ahead. Cowie had a knockaway, but it's picked up by Thomas. And now played by Tori back out top, and they'll foul Jalen Houff and send her to the line to shoot two. And that'll be Sadie's fourth foul. 1:27 to go. Jalen Houff has 4 points tonight. And drains the first free throw. And Mulnerick will check back into the game. And so will Maddie Houff. Hansen will get a big hand as she comes off the floor. Second free throw is good. Jalen Houff got them both. She's got six. It's 56-39. Dykstra will bring it up. Sadie working out top against Jalen Houff. Goes with the left hand, kicks it off on the wing for Runnels. Runnels gets a screen up top. Hagen for three, and that's just off the mark. A little bit long, rebounded by Holder. 1:05 to go, and Holder will be fouled in the backcourt by Rory Cowie, and she'll come up and shoot two. 1:04 to go. Cowie gets her second foul. Her free throw by Holder is right down the middle.
Holder makes the first two free throws. Timeout, Regina, a full timeout.
26 now for Holder. Regina is going to take a timeout here with a 57-39 lead. And we'll check and see what Yale does here out of the timeout. Most of the seniors are on the floor. They don't have a ton of seniors. I think Strenk was the one that wasn't out there. We'll see if they check her into the ball game. I thought that was a nice job by Coach Ratchie. He ended the game tonight with all of his seniors on the floor. He had four of them. Yale has five, but Abby Keene has only played in one game this year. That was on senior night. They started her and then took her right out of the game. But Runnels, Cowie, Dykstra, and Strenk are the seniors that are available tonight. And like I say, they had three of the four out there already. But out of the timeout, they do get Strenk into the ball game. So I like this. Hagen, the freshman, is the only non-senior on the floor for Yale now. And at the line, Holder with another free throw. And she's just having a monster game. 28 points for her. And Regina on the next whistle is going to get everybody into the ball game that hasn't played yet. Here's Dykstra holding it out top. Sadie working against Houth. Positioning people where she wants them. Gives it up now for Hagen. Casey Hagen. Kicks it back out to Runnels. Runnels launches for three. That's a little long. Long rebound, and Torrey tipped it ahead. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say Regina basketball, and now Regina will make a hockey change and get everybody off the floor who's been playing to bring in everybody who hasn't. Let's see. Riley Shanga is into the ball game. Thim is back into the ball game. Mullenkamp is into the game for the first time tonight. Thomas is in there, and who else? Got to be missing somebody. Yale's going to get Kendall Krause into the game so that Runnels can come out. Then they're going to get Schweighofer into the game so that Schrenk can come off. And then they're going to get Perkins into the game so that Sadie Dykstra can come off. And she gets a handshake from everybody. Probably the best girls basketball player in Yale history. And she'll leave with 19 points tonight. Thomas out top. Dribbling with the basketball. 20 seconds to go. Thomas guarded by Krause. He's just going to try to dribble out the clock. Somebody shouted double dribble, and the referee looked up at him like, I'm not blowing the whistle now. 58-39 is going to be your final score as Regina will advance to the regional final to take on Goodrich. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment.
Downriver Lawn and Landscape has been serving St. Clair County and the surrounding areas since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial properties, their six application fertilization program will have your lawn looking great all season long. No job is too big or too small. Call Downriver Lawn and Landscape for your free estimate at 810-765-9533. Make sure you mention Get Stuck on Sports for a 5% discount when you prepay for the season at Downriver Lawn and Landscape.
Looking for that first car for your high schooler? Maybe you want to upgrade before sending them off to college. Or you got a new job and need a new ride. No matter your situation, Jepson Car Company will have options for you. Located at 5277 Gratiot in St. Clair, at Jepson, you can trade in your current vehicle in any condition. We have the best vehicle trade program in the Bluewater area. For your next vehicle, no matter your situation, we'll have something for you at Jepson Car Company.
I'm Ted Fitzgerald, and I love this community. I'm proud to serve downtown Port Huron as a Farm Bureau insurance agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there and a lot of places you could go for insurance. But we'll give you personal, face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Ted Fitzgerald Agency today, 810-984-5200. Backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, a Michigan company.
Protect, maintain, and save with Crown Rust Control. Family-owned and with four locations across Michigan. Croswell, Fort Gratiot, Holland, and Gaylord. Crown's rust-tested road solution shields your vehicle against rust, maintains its road readiness, and helps you save by avoiding extensive corrosion repairs. Passenger vehicles, commercial fleets, campers, and more. Protect now, maintain for the journey, and save for the life of your vehicle. Call 810-712-9122 to schedule your appointment with Crown Rust Control.
Mattress King has been locally owned and operated for over 44 years. With locations in Port Huron, Richmond, Lapeer, Chesterfield, and Hall Road, they are the best one-stop shop for your sleeping and mattress needs. Mattress King carries all the top brands such as Serta, Stearns & Foster, Sealy, iComfort, and Tempur-Pedic. Not only do they have the best prices and best service in the area backed by hundreds of five-star reviews, they also offer interest-free financing and no-credit check programs for those with less than stellar credit. Once you get your mattress, they offer free local delivery on all purchases $6.99 and up. Visit their website at mattressmichigan.com. When you think sleep, think Mattress King.
The Blue Water Area's leader in live play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball is GetStuckOnSports.com. Now let's get to the gym with Dennis Stuckey.
Well, the bad news is Yale's season comes to an end, and they'll finish 21-4, made it to a regional for a second straight year, but come up short this year. Sadie Dykstra ends her career with a 19-point game, and Ariel Reynolds, another senior, added six. That's the bad news is they won't be back next year, but the good news is Casey Hagan had eight and Aubrey Churchill had six, and they're both going to be back next year for the Yale Bulldogs, and they will probably be the leaders on this basketball team a year from now. Emerson Holder, sensational tonight, scored 27 points, and Lily Hansen had a big 11 points in this basketball game. Seemed like every time she scored, it was in a key moment when Yale was making a little bit of a push to maybe get back in the game, and then Hansen would do something terrific to change that. Jalen Houth ended the night with 6.7 for Samantha Thomas. Caroline Torrey had four, and Morgan Thim hit a three-pointer in the ball game. Regina is now 20-5. They're going to play Goodrich on Wednesday night in the regional final here. A couple other scores for you. Goodrich did advance earlier tonight, beating Marysville 48-14. Anchor Bay got a win over Troy Athens tonight, 54-33. No finals to report yet on Sandusky and Genesee or Deckerville and Clarkston Everest. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. A reminder, I'll have another podcast for you tomorrow. It should be out sometime around noon at GetStuckOnSports.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Once again, the final scores here tonight from North Branch in girls regional action in Division II. It was Goodrich 48, Marysville 14, and Regina 58, Yale 39. Hope you've enjoyed the ball games here on GetStuckOnSports.com.
You've been listening to live play-by-play coverage of high school basketball on the Blue Water Area's high school sports leader. GetStuckOnSports.com. Your kids, your schools, your sports.